These kids came here expecting to play games and have fun with friends, and we did that, but it was also so much more. The participants started a juice and water fast at 3 o'clock on Friday, and we did not break that fast until 9 o'clock last night. I know firsthand, from my own kids, that teens eat all the time. So going for 30 hours without food is a big deal. It's a big deal that these 19 teenagers were willing to give up food, sleep, and a normal weekend, all to help others. I am inspired by them, and I hope that you are also. This is the 12th year that Our Redeemers has done the famine through World Vision. World Vision is a Christian humanitarian organization that works here in the United States and also around the world, fighting hunger and poverty. All funds that the 30-hour famine participants raise through sponsorships goes directly to World Vision to support their cause. In the 11 years prior to this one, the youth at Our Redeemers have raised over $39,000. This year, we should surpass the $40,000 mark. It's so amazing to think about that. You might be asking how we keep all of those teens happy while they're fasting for 30 hours. And honestly, they're not all happy all the time. But we keep them busy. We do fun things like go to Laser Quest for some laser tag. We play games that are given to us by World Vision and are all related to poverty and hunger in some way. We participate in a service project. This year we went to Sam's Club bright and early yesterday morning and purchased food for Blackwell School's Food for Families program. This is a program that sends food home on the weekends with children who might not be able to eat otherwise. At Blackwell, which is a school of 400 students, 135 of those children are on the free lunch program. That's over 25% of that student population in a school right here in our own community, only 2 miles from this church. Those are the students that benefit from the Food for Families program. We learn about different ways to help fight hunger and poverty. We have been micro-lending funds for several years now through an organization called Kiva. This weekend, we were able to activate our 13th loan through this organization to a young man in Ecuador who will use the money to purchase a tricycle to help with his business. Take a look at the bulletin board outside of the office for more information on that loan. We learn about hunger and poverty in the world. If you look around you, I'm sure that you've noticed all of these colorful paper links. World Vision tells us that 19,000 children die each day of hunger or related causes. That's a hard number to fathom. It's a really hard number to take in. World Vision also offered a way to try to understand this number. 19,000 children would fill 30 schools. To help with that, we took the 27 schools in Schaumburg's Elementary School District 54 and the three high schools that are closest to the church, Schaumburg, Hoffman Estates, and Conant. That's 30 schools. Can you imagine this kind of devastation every day? What an impact it has had to make the connection between the 19,000 children that die and the children in schools in our own community. While that number is very difficult to hear, there is hope. As one student said last night, stapling the paper links had a huge impact on me, but it wasn't all negative. She began to see the links as a positive. She was seeing the hope. When we started the famine 12 years ago, the number was 29,000. It's because of teens like the ones that were here this weekend that that number is steadily declining. While it is still a huge number and it's very hard to comprehend, we have to keep in mind that through our love, through God's love, we are overcoming this injustice. We know that we can make a difference because we are making a difference. During the famine weekend, we have time for Bible study. This year, the theme of the famine was Release the Feast for Children in Need. We read the passage from Luke that was read this morning about the great banquet, the great feast. We discussed this story in depth. We talked about what it meant at the time, that it was important to the rich man to have a full house, that the guests who decided at the last minute not to come were pretty rude, and that it would have been terrible for the man socially to have all of these outcasts in his home. We talked about what we are to take from this. How is this relevant to us today? What is the living word saying to us now? We all acknowledge that we have been like the guests who made excuses. we have committed to something and then said, oh, but I have homework to do, so I can't make it, or I'm too tired to come, or something better came along. We talked about wanting to be more like the rich man who opens his house to the least of these in society. There is so much that we need to hear in this. We need to remember to think of those that we might not normally invite to the table, to our homes, to our church, and into our lives. We need to always have an attitude in which there is more room for others. Our table is never full. We can always add people to our lives, and we always have more to give. As we talked about in our final Bible study last night, we need to know that God always has room for us. Bob Goff, in his book Love Does, talks about this parable, the parable of the great feast. He reminds us that God invites us to his feast every day. God always has room for us. God invites us to be with him over and over again. Do we make excuses, or do we accept the invitation and follow through? We are invited to participate in life with Jesus, and we need to be at that feast. In accepting that invitation, we will live life fully and with love. At the end of the 30 hours, we have a time of reflection. Everyone who has been here throughout the weekend has a chance to share something that they experienced, an idea or message that really made them think, or their feelings at the end of the event. It's always a very powerful time. Teens who may not usually say much are open and real in that circle. Last night was even more so than usual. While the fact stands that they hadn't eaten at that point for 29 hours and 45 minutes, and emotions were raw and right at the surface, God was present in that circle. In other years, we've gone around the circle once while everyone shared what was on their heart. Last night, after everyone had shared, some of the youth shared again, and they fed off of one another, and it was so apparent that the Holy Spirit was here in this sanctuary with all of us. God is moving in the hearts of the youth that were here this weekend, and it's such an awesome thing to witness. The video that was played right before this message asked some good questions. Are you willing to trust God? Are you willing to dream again? It pointed out that Jesus came to get messy, and so should we. God created us for an extraordinary life, and he invites us daily to join him in that life. Are you accepting that invitation? Are you willing to change the world? The 19 youth here this weekend, they've been invited. I think they've accepted, and they can't wait for the messy life lived in love. Won't you join them? Because there's always more room.
Change it. Time, place, there's no space.
Throughout this weekend at the 30-hour famine, the youth were encouraged to use a sticky note prayer wall. This was a space outside the office that was available for them to just write down what was on their hearts. I want to take a moment this morning for you to lift up the things that are on your heart. There will be a time of silence for you to do that. I will then read some of the sticky note prayers that were left here this weekend, and we will end together with the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray.